some other issues in the Dirty Tricks basket. Now, the basic issue is get them out of your room. If issues are becoming complex or people are becoming problem people, do a referral, do it quick, get them out of your room. Once a referral has been done, the patient is leaving for somewhere else and you no longer have a responsibility or a need to have input in the situation or the argument with the patient. Next issue in getting them out of there, pathology specimen collectors are professionals. There's no reason you have to label every tube, explain where to go for a test, or explain how to take a sample. Send them to pathology and say, go to these people, get these tests done. A pathology specimen collector can tell them how to do a feces test, a urine test, how to do microbiology swabs or vaginal swabs. And they've got perhaps more time to do things than you have. Nurses are quite capable of doing microbiology swabs as well, so you can sometimes or often send patients to the practice nurse to get things taken care of. Now, next issue for getting patients out of there if you've got problems with scripts or medications. You don't have to give the patient a huge volume of medicine. You can give a script, for example, 1, 2, or 5 pills, or a stage supply being dispensed daily. A patient who is getting the diazepam dispensed every day may decide that another sympathetic doctor who gives 100 at a time is a safer place to seek their medicine, not you. And that's probably giving them a message in an indirect way that you don't want to be involved in potentially a messy situation where you're going to be at fault. It's also possible to give a script for 0 pills. I've had a friend of mine, diazepam, 5 milligrams, 1-3 times a day, quantity 0, 0. Of course, they go to the pharmacy and an argument ensues, but they're no longer in your room, they're no longer arguing with your receptionist or taking it out of your receptionist, and if there's any argument, it's with the chemist. Also, because you're out of the environment, you have made a serious complaint because the patient left and nothing actually happened. Next. When a patient comes with certificates and paperwork, I always need a whole appointment for a certificate. The less you bring them back, the more work they'll arrive with next time. Nice guys get caught when they just, I just do one more thing, one more little thing for your doc. So bring them back every month. Don't give them 3 months of certificate, give them 1 month of certificate. They're not going to be saving things up for 3 months, so they come back in 3 months' time with the certificate and a script and some other problem that they've looked at and something else they've thought about in the meantime. They'll come back once a month with a certificate and maybe one other thing creeps through. Patient waiting times are down, you're getting paid more, and the patient's basically getting what they want from you, so they're relatively happy, and they're careful not to upset you because the stability lasts a month, and they do have to remember they need to be nice to you. Other tricks in getting patients out of there. Do important things first. No matter what the patients ask, do the important, dangerous, or things likely to injure the patient. Look after those things first. If you look after these dangerous problems for the patient, you're looking after the patient and you're looking after yourself. Answer the questions that are serious first. For example, abdominal pain. Is it an appendix? Is it a urinary tract infection? Is it a gynecological ectopic? Is it a tumour infection? Is there sepsis? No matter what the other issues are, do the safe things first. Next issue, cover your bum. If you've made a decision and you're committed to a judgement, make sure there's follow-up. For example, see the hospital if pain increases or pain persists. See me, review in the morning. Don't tell people, do this if that happens, do this if that happens. See me in the morning is the only advice you need to give.